This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment. Doubt of pain made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We're 3 days away, 3 days away from making America great again. And if journalists are concerned about Donald Trump, they should blame Mr. Obama. Trump has signaled that he wants a flexible foreign policy, but of course, European leaders were shocked, I tell you, to find that Trump is slamming NATO and the EU. Oh, no. Say it ain't so. But journalists have all of a sudden realized, I guess now that there's a few days to go here before the inauguration, journalists are now starting to realize that, oh, no, this guy's going to be president. And now they are concerned, so much so that they now have decided they're going to actually maybe do their jobs. Because, you know, they didn't do anything for the last 8 years but serve as cover for Mr. Obama. Case in point, Brian Seltzer, little Brian Seltzer from CNN. He's the media correspondent or critic. I don't know what you call him. First of all, I don't understand why you need a media critic or correspondent when it is media. This is what I've never understood. You know? Again, fake. Anyway, Brian Seltzer. His daily email on Monday blared out, "Journalists are in for the fight of their lives." Really? Ever since Donald Trump won the election, there have, of course, been any number of pieces, comments, quips, and more from various journalists and talking heads who have seemingly discovered the importance of the Fourth Estate in holding the executive branch of government accountable. Here's what little Brian Seltzer's newsletter says. "Journalists are in the fight of their lives." That's what Margaret Sullivan concludes in her Monday Washington Post column, and I quote, "To those who say, let's wait and see, or maybe it won't be as bad as you think, or stay hopeful, I'm having none of it," she said. "Journalists are in for the fight of their lives, and we are going to have to be better than ever before just to do their jobs. We will need to work together. Be prepared for legal persecution. Toughen up for punishing attacks and figure out new ways to uncover and present the truth. Even so, if the past really is prologue, that may not be enough." Amazing, really. Considering the the fact that for the last 8 years, they did absolutely nothing. They never held Barack Obama accountable for anything. In fact, they let him get away with pretty much everything. In fact, on 60 Minutes, in his last interview with Steve Croft, Barack Obama said that it was a scandal-free administration. I'm going to get into that in a minute, but before I do, really? Really, media? Now you're going to start working? I mean, as a whole, the media has been mostly silent on reporting the disdain that Mr. Obama showed for the press during his 8 years in office. In fact, James Risen writes in the New York Times about Obama's record. Now, this is a writer for the New York Times. He had this to say. Over the past 8 years, the administration has prosecuted 9 cases involving whistleblowers and leakers, compared with only 3 by all previous administrations combined. It has repeatedly used the Espionage Act, a relic of World War I era red baiting, not to prosecute spies, but to go after government officials who talked to journalists. Under Mr. Obama, the Justice Department and the FBI have spied on reporters by monitoring their phone records, labeling one journalist an unindicted co-conspirator in a criminal case for simply doing reporting, and issuing subpoenas to other reporters to try to force them to reveal their sources and testify in criminal cases. Now, hardcore Obama supporters defended the administration, arguing the whistleblowers were in fact criminals and deserved prosecution. It'd be interesting to see if this was the reaction they'd have during a Bush presidency. Of course, we know the answer to that. It was the press, however, who, after some initial outrage, went back to doing what they've done best during Obama's tenure, giving him cover while bashing Republicans as intransigent, because Obama thought his decrees became law simply because of his very existence. Donald Trump's treatment of CNN is no different from how President Obama treated Fox News. Trump just does it at a higher volume, but no drama. Obama whined incessantly about Fox News and blamed them, right along with congressional Republicans, for not being able to bring his wonderfulness to the masses. So as we enter a new presidency and the media bloviates about their responsibility to call out Trump, they would do well to remember they passed and gave Mr. Obama a pass for all that he did. So if journalists are concerned, they only have themselves to blame, and of course, Mr. Obama. I mean, I love how all of a sudden, journalists are concerned about the Trump presidency and the fact that they need to expose him. It's as if they have woken up from a hibernation period of some kind, where all of a sudden now they're going to do their jobs. It really is laughable. I mean, it is. It's their, they are freaking out about Donald Trump, really? Mm-hmm. But they were never too concerned about Mr. Obama and all his controversies and all his scandals. Because, of course, the White House, according to them, there are no scandals, none whatsoever. I think it's a good idea that the Trump people are talking about maybe having fresh faces in the White House briefing room. I would welcome that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Back to back attack. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. I've got Dan calling me from Oregon. Hey, Dan, how are you? Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Accepting the phone call. I couldn't help but think about, and I was really getting very tired, not of you, but of the Altered Press for sale. I was getting very tired of the Russian connection. But my concern is this. I think this matter would have easily come to rest since Conway is leaving, that they had Laura Ingraham as their press person there. And I'm sure she would have put a stop to the Russian points and would continue on with the inauguration. The question is this. Since Conway is gone, which I'm sorry to see that she's leaving, you think Laura Ingraham could be enticed to leave her program to come to work for Trump? Or, as she said, she's looking at maybe a possible bid for the Senate race. What do your inside sources say, and what do you say?
Okay, I will tell you, because I actually am I do have some sources in that regard, and I'll tell you this. First of all, Laura Ingraham, my sources have told me that she was actually offered the White House press secretary position. She turned it down. Part of that, I think, is, I mean, I initially thought it was because, look, Laura Ingraham makes, I think, something like $14 million a year from her radio show. And that doesn't include, she's got that website, Life Set. She's got a number of successful books. So she makes quite a bit of money in the private sector. Now, that's number one. I have heard that, she really wasn't, I mean, she was, and again, I don't know what was happening behind the scenes. She did consider the press secretary job, and that was considered. I don't know if she had sent out feelers that she wasn't interested, or that, or maybe the Trump campaign decided to go with Sean Spicer. That being said, there is talk now that she is indeed considering a Senate run. The first thing I thought when I heard that she was considering a Senate run was, okay, well, she's obviously considering leaving the show. So it made me think, well, how come she didn't want to be, part of, the Trump White House? So maybe it wasn't offered to her. I don't know. In terms of Kellyanne Conway is actually not leaving. She's accepting a position in the White House. She's actually going to be working in the West Wing. I forget exactly what her title is. She's basically going to be one of the president's closest advisors. So I think that she didn't really necessarily want to be the press secretary, although I think she would have been really good at it. So that's basically the skinny on that. Does that answer your question, Dan?
Yes, and the reason I came up with that question is that it was on the same day that Conway was supposedly leaving that position she was in, as well as Laura Ingraham mentioning that entertaining the thought to run for the Senate. So it just seemed a coincidence, and I was just curious. And I'm sad to hear that, I think she'd be a dynamite person for Trump.
Are you talking about Laura Ingraham?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Like, what, Dan? I thought the same thing. I mean, when I heard the rumors that Laura Ingraham was considering it, in fact, I called one of my sources and asked him specifically. I'm like, hey, listen, what do you hear about this? And he had told me, yeah, she's actually considering it. I would have loved that. Can you imagine? I mean, that would have been, and I think I said it on my show as well, that would have been must-see TV. It would have been like every single day. Like, if you think that press conference was great the other day, I mean, I can't imagine Laura Ingraham going after the press every day. That would have been just the only thing better would have been maybe Ann Coulter as press secretary, I think. But I was hoping for that too.
Well, okay. Well, that's my say, and thank you for accepting the call, and have a nice day.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it, and thank you for listening, Dan. And you can call anytime you want. Feel free. All right. You know, I just think that, you know, the media and the way Donald Trump handles the press, you know, as I said, I think I said this yesterday on the show. If they are going to freak out every single day and have to be pulled from the cliff, as it were, they're going to be in for a very long 8 years. Because I'm going to say this right now. Just as I predicted that Trump would win, I'm predicting that he's going to win in a landslide his reelection. I'm going to say that right now. Right now. You can mark it down on your calendars. Because I think he's going to change everything as we know it. Really, the relationship between the White House and the press corps, you can already see that's changing. The fact that he calls out the media. I mean, look, how many times have you wanted a Republican? Forget about just even a presidential a candidate or your president to call out the media, to call out the donor class, to call out the lobbyists on K Street. How many times have you wanted that and you never got that? Because they're all in on it. They all owe somebody something. One of the great things about Donald Trump is that he owes no one. He owes no one. And when did we have that last? I think probably maybe in modern times, you know, maybe Eisenhower because he was an outsider. Maybe. I mean, he was an outsider in terms of politics, but, you know, clearly he was in the military. But I can't think of anyone, again, Andrew Jackson maybe, you know, Teddy Roosevelt. But Teddy Roosevelt was part of a, you know, political apparatus. He was part of the party. I just, you know, the fact that this is new territory. The fact that Donald Trump owes no one. I think you're going to continue to see him treating the media with disdain, and which they should be, because they've been caught red-handed lying to you. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, the protesters that are descending on Washington now are threatening to disrupt not only the actual inauguration, the swearing in, but some balls around town. We are joined now by Evelio Medina, good friend of mine, that is putting together the Deplorable. Evelio, how are you?
You know, brother, I'm blessed and nice to say hi to your listeners, and I'm excited. I just want to be a little clear. We're not the Deplorable. We are the Deplorable's inaugural ball because, for whatever reason, we're being held at the most safe area of all Washington, and that's at the Ronald Reagan, the iconic Ronald Reagan building, half a block from the Trump International and two blocks from the White House. So we're not the Deplorable. That's something completely, we don't even know who they are. We are the Deplorables Inaugural Ball, a beautiful event, a beautiful, you're going to, God willing, be available to check it out, but it's going to be amazing. But I'm excited. I mean, and you know, everybody, the good thing about democracy is anybody can go and say what they wish, but I think that they want to disrupt it. And they're not going to disrupt much of anything. I mean, it's just a lot of hype, but we're excited about celebration. So let's get on with the celebration. Thank you for having me, by the way.
Well, no, I appreciate it. And again, I'm sorry for that mix up, because, you know, I thought that it was the Deplorable, but you're the Deplorable Ball.
Deplorable, okay. Deplorables with a plural, Deplorables Inaugural Ball.
Okay.
Remember,
okay.
This is our coming out party, because to give you a little bit of an insight, we have something called deplorablesnation.org. So we're launching a 501c4 political organization to counter many of these nonsense people that are really being pushed by people like MoveOn.org and Occupy Democrats. So we are the Deplorables Nation. So this is very exciting because this is our Sweet 16. Our King says we're coming out with a beautiful organization for over 73 million people used in a positive way, the hashtag deplorable or proud deplorable and whatnot. So we're excited.
Listen, I think it's awesome, bro. I think it's awesome. You know, I've known you for quite a long time, and you know, I think it's great. Now, let me ask you this: are you concerned about security, or are you concerned about you know, any of these people trying to crash your ball or anything like that?
Well, as you know, and I've been a public servant for many years, I will not take lightly, and you know my demeanor. I am very happy-go-lucky, but for us, the number one is security. That's why we're all excited about having it at the Ronald Reagan building. To give you just a little synopsis, we are a production company. Usually, and you know, you and I do a lot of events and whatnot, you go the day before, a couple hours before, set up. Well, today we had to bring all our equipment in. I mean, kind of step and repeat, all the different paraphernalia that you use, the bunting, you name it. We had to bring it in today because of the security. So, yeah, for me, I will not take it lightly. The people that we are servicing as far as guests, we respect and honor them. So, yeah, for us, security is number one. But we feel that we're at the right place as far as holding the deplorables inaugural ball. So, yeah, I just want to make sure that I don't take that lightly. Absolutely.
Now, give the people the some information. If for all the people listening that are going to be at the inauguration, they're going to be in the D.C. Metro area, how can they get in touch with you? How can they attend this ball?
It's very simple. Thank God for technology. It's really www.deplorables, with an S, so it's plural, inaugural. That's a tough word. Inaugural ball, BALL.com. Go in there and just says purchase tickets and you're there. It's really amazing what the because if it would have been the other person, we would have had every, but there's still very few events to come to because number one, people never expected. You and I, you know, we talked about that. People didn't expect this really historical victory for someone that was an outsider, really bucked the trend, 60, 70 people that, in his party. And then even the good thing about this, and people ask me, well, what did you get out of this? What do you see different than, for example, even Obama and even the Bush administration, even Clinton? I said, look, how can a guy, a Cuban American from Miami, as you know, we work hard, and how can they be hosting the most amazing party celebration for the 58th inaugural and the 45th president? And that's where I see already the change, where outsiders, they remember the old drain the swamp. People that don't live within the Beltway now have an opportunity to come in and say, hey, with a good idea, with friends and family that, you know, support you, you can do the Deplorables Inaugural Ball. So, yeah, it's that simple. And then they go to Eventbrite, and Eventbrite issues the ticket, and we'll, you know, welcome them there. We start around 6:30, the doors, and then we go from 7 to 11. We have three bands, which are amazing. Did you see about the song? I don't know if you got the song that we were putting together, Making America Great Again, which is already starting a trend already. And then three bands, food and drink and party. And so you can't have a better time during those days of the inaugural festivities.
And not only that, it's going to be a bunch of deplorables. I love that because those are my peeps, man.
Absolutely. And then, you know, it's tongue-in-cheek, but people say, so what do you think about Hillary? I says, look, she's our godmother. She made us. you know, people don't realize that if she would have said, you know, that political gaffe, and for me, when she said the basket of deplorables, I automatically bought deplorablesnation.com and .org. And then I was here, the story, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, which is, that wasn't me, it was I feel a blessing, a vision, and I went and visited 4 or 5 venues. And the reality is they were all taken by different organizations from the Democratic-leaning groups. And, well, the 9th of November, around 9 in the morning, I get a few phone calls, and I says, oh, something's happening. So We went circled back and Ronald Reagan Building. I've always dreamt, I've been there many times, of holding something special. And look at that. You know, you never know when it happens. So I'm really, really excited. And yeah, I mean, and people, a couple of people, TMZ, as a matter of fact, says, is she invited? Look, the election is over. So now, whoever wants to go, that's their problem. If they buy a ticket, they go. And then, well, what's going to happen? I don't know. I know we're going to have a good time. The rest, I don't know.
Well, I know that as well. Now, how much are the tickets, Emilio?
Well, it's very simple. We got what they call general admission. It's $500, which, again, includes 4 hours of prime open bar. You got food and you got three bands. And then the VIP, there's a beautiful place within the building, which is the Oculus, which is up, it looks over into the party. So that VIP area is $1,000. And the reason people say, well, it's a lot of money. No, not when you know what it costs to put one of these things together, bringing buses with and bringing artists. And you know, there's a lot of moving parts for production. So I feel very comfortable with what they're getting and the value they're getting. And really, it, as you know, I've always done networking. It's about doing business. The day nowadays, especially for the next 8 years, God willing, making money, being a capitalist, creating, it's not a bad word anymore. It's not a bad word anymore. So I don't have an issue with people getting to know each other. We got people from Montana, people from California, people from, right now I just got a call from Ohio. Ohio's coming in a big way. Florida, obviously. So we, you know, the Florida, the governor has a small event. I think it's tomorrow, the Sunshine, but it's a very small event and it's just for invited only. So we have one where people can come, enjoy themselves, and really it's going to be an amazing party.
All right. Well, God bless you, Emilio. Give us the website again.
It's www.deplorablesinauguralfall.com. And I will thank you for having us. So, again, I look forward to seeing you here. I think you're coming in Thursday, and God bless you, my brother.
All right, my brother. All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We got to run. Thanks. The Deplorables Ball. Go check it out. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today.
you can own it, starting at $225. Check out Katie Armour on Facebook or at katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Hope you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Come on. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. So, the other day, The comedian Steve Harvey, you know Steve Harvey, he's the guy that hosts Family Feud for a little while there. I think he had his own talk show, or maybe he still does, I don't know. Anyway, Steve Harvey has just been taking all kinds of flack for meeting with Donald Trump the other day. You know, Donald Trump has been meeting with many black leaders, Jim Brown, Ray Lewis. He met with Kanye, remember that? And so the other day, I think, yesterday was Martin Luther King III. But I think it was it Friday when he met with Steve Harvey? Yeah, I think it was Friday. So he meets with Steve Harvey. And since then, Steve Harvey has just been getting literally death threats. I mean, everybody's been going after him. Yeah, and, you know, it's like if he didn't meet with these people, then he'd be criticized for not meeting with them. And then now that he meets with them, he's criticized for the people that meet with them are criticized. Basically, he can't win either way, right? But the fact that Donald Trump is actually reaching out to the black community, you'd think that he would be applauded for this, but no, he's not. I'm going to go to the phones right now. I've got a caller. Jim is calling from the great state of Arizona, where I used to do a show. Hey, Jim, how are you? Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
I wish you had that show on here.
Yeah.
KFNX.
Yes. Well,
we got to listen to that guy. Well, the guy that would be in your time slot now would be that Joe Walsh.
Oh, and you don't like him?
Yeah, he runs a little thin with me sometimes.
Okay.
He's a politician.
Well, yeah, that's right. He was a former congressman, right, from Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was going to talk about the, you know, all this Trump bashing and the, you know, boycotting and everything like that. But wouldn't you blame the Russians if you got your ass kicked? I would.
I blame somebody. I mean, it's amazing. Well, here's what's amazing to me is how, you know, they go back to the, you know, 1950s playbook, right, of the Russians. Like, that's the best thing they can come up with, that's the Russians, you know? I mean, I find it laughable. I mean, and the thing is, it's like, I think we had a caller earlier that was talking about how he was just tired of this. And it's true. It's like, you'd think that after, I mean, because this has been going on for months now, this Russian fake narrative. And, you know, you'd think that they'd let it go, but no, they don't. They just keep it going. I guess if they repeat it enough times, then, you know, maybe people will believe it. But I'm sure that
the proof they got, you know, the high degree of certainty, that reminds me when he didn't convict Hillary and said, well, she did break the law, but it was just careless law breaking.
Right, and look, here's the key, Jim, here's the key, and you know this, so you're smart enough to realize this, I'm sure. When you hear the same phrase uttered by people over and over again, that's a talking point. It's like, all they're doing is repeating. That's, you know, that's your tell right there. When you have the same, again, you use the phrase high degree of certainty, right?
Yeah.
And everybody repeats that exact same phrase. Then you know it's a talking point. You know it's fake, and it's a fake narrative. You know that.
Well, you want to talk about legit, you know, who's legit. I mean, I could just throw one back at them, and it's like, well, I had to spend 8 years under a non-citizen president, you know? I mean, Arpaio came out with that, said that his birth certificate was forged, but they never even talked about it because, oh, you're crazy, you know?
Right, right. No, you're crazy.
The other way around, you know, they'd be pushing that. They'd do that with Ted Cruz if he was the not, you know.
Well, yeah, because that's what they do. Look, the Democrats are all about the dirty tricksters. Okay, that's what they do. That's what they have to do because, you know, we saw it. Look, we saw it with, you know, regardless of who hacked the emails, because I don't really care who hacked the emails. But the fact that we got these damaging emails that, I mean, they were John Podesta's emails. They weren't made up emails. It's not like the Russians made up the emails. So even if it's true and the Russians did, in fact, hack it, so what? They provided us with information that we didn't have before. I mean, I think that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, and if you guys are so pure and honest, who cares what's in them?
Exactly. That's what I thought, too.
But you want to mess with them. I'm just going to say, when I went to vote, there was some guy speaking a funny language in a trench coat, and he had something to my back and told me to scratch Trump. You know? And how legit is that John Lewis, you know?
Look, they put him up for that. Again, it's not a coincidence you've had John Lewis, the civil rights icon, come out the weekend of Martin Luther King's birthday to say that Trump is illegitimate. I mean, come on, like, are we that stupid? We can't figure that out. But apparently they think we are.
Tired of using the crutch, you know, the civil rights crutch.
Well, that's what they do. That's
like John McCain uses his... And I love that John McRhino. But, you know, him using his, he's been playing that, you know, Vietnam.
War hero.
It's like, go away. Go with your billionaire wife and go away. We don't like you.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jim.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling us. Appreciate it. Fake news, fake journalists, are we living in fake times? No, we're not. They want us to believe that, that's why they put out the fake news narrative, right? But I love how it just backfired on them. they threw out the fake news. And then we threw it back. Oh, really? You want fake news? Here's your fake news. And it's I love it, honestly. And the fact that, just the fact that we now have a Republican, even though I would argue that Trump is not necessarily a Republican per se. He's an independent. I mean, he's an independent candidate. But the fact that we now have, since he does have an R next to his name, a Republican that actually fights back. I mean, how many times have you in the past said to yourself, God, I wish somebody would fight back. Can we have somebody fight back? No. They've caved constantly to Obama. Even when they had majorities in the House and the Senate, did they do anything? Did they do anything to fight Obama? Did they do anything to fight Obamacare? Did they do anything at all? No. They threatened, but they never did anything. So just the fact that for once, we have a president that's going to fight back, and it's not going to just be business as usual. He is signaling that the Trump that we had in the primaries are the same Trump that we got in the election and the lead up to the election, and we have the same Trump. And I love it. Because all those people looking for Trump to pivot or to do something else ain't gonna happen. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.